Deforestation in Colombia is one of just many environmental problems in the country, and confrontations are increasingly common. In 2016, 37 people were killed protesting or defending against environmental degradation in Colombia alone. That's according to Global Witness, a nonprofit organization that tracks and investigates environmental and human rights abuses. Meanwhile, Global Witness recorded 200 killings of what they call environmental defenders around the world in 2016, and the number of deaths this year is on pace to exceed that mark. Global Witness has teamed up with The Guardian to chronicle these killings and expose what they say is a hidden crisis. Gillian Caldwell is the CEO of Global Witness, and she joins me now from London. Gillian, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Who are the people being killed, and why do you suspect this rise in the number of killings?
Well, the people being killed are people that are protecting their land and their natural world from industries like mining, logging, and agribusiness. And our statistics indicate that almost 40% of those murdered are indigenous people. And the reason that we're seeing this increasing rise in the number of threats and, of course, the killings that we're documenting is because the scramble for natural resources is intensifying around the world. And increasingly, industries are encroaching onto previously untouched areas rich in resources.
So competition for resources, that makes some sense. It's not a new phenomenon. You know, on this show last year, we covered the story of Chico Mendes, murdered in 1988 in Brazil, an environmental protester and protector. Are tactics from local interests getting more violent, more aggressive, or are there just more places of confrontation because of this competition for resources that you mentioned?
Well, it's hard to describe exactly why we're seeing more and more killings, but it surely doesn't help that people can operate with utter impunity in so many of these countries around the world. What most typically happens is that industries and potentially industries in collusion with governments are trying to reach into previously uncharted terrain, and they're doing so without the so-called free, prior, and informed consent of the communities onto whose land they're encroaching. And that's an obligation under international law, is to make sure that communities are consulted with respect to how their land is developed and evolved. So people are progressing onto land without this free, prior, and informed consent, and then protecting their interests really at any price. And because there is no accountability for these murders and people can operate with utter impunity, business as usual progresses.
What industries are usually in question here? You mentioned mining, but what others?
The top offenders are mining, logging, and agribusiness, and hydropower is also up there amongst the top. So our data suggests that it's these industries that require the most scrutiny and the most reform when it comes to this kind of behavior.
And the governments in question, where are we looking? The case, of course, of Chico Mendes was in Brazil in the 80s. What other regions, what other countries are the biggest problem?
Well, as you mentioned at the outset, we documented 200 killings in 2016, the deadliest year yet. Of those, the majority, in fact, 49 of the killings took place in Brazil. Colombia was second place with 37 killings. And Honduras and Nicaragua are also high on the scale alongside Philippines and India.
And 98 killings so far this year, as you've documented, Gillian, along with The Guardian, on pace to break a grim record. What about accountability in these countries with the governments you mentioned? Have there been any answers for why this is increasingly common?
Well, that's one of our, we're asking people to respond in three different ways. One is tackle the root causes of the risk, guarantee that communities can make free and informed choices about whether and how their land is used. Secondly, support and protect defenders through specific laws, policies, and practices. And third, ensure accountability for these kinds of abuses, going beyond prosecuting just those responsible for ordering and carrying an attack, but ensuring that we look behind the scenes to see who may actually be ultimately responsible. And we're still not seeing that kind of accountability.
You documented the case of one activist in Honduras, April Berta Caceres, who won the world's largest prize for grassroots environmentalists before her murder. Can you give me a sense of what her life was like, what she endured, and what her activism was like before she was killed?
Berta had been, very strongly opposing the construction of a massive new dam near her home, and she had received innumerable threats prior to her assassination. In fact, more than 30 threats against her life. And what's stunning about it is that the banks behind those loans never spoke out, notwithstanding the fact that those threats were very, very publicly covered, and it was obvious that her life was endangered.
So, what's the answer to changing a culture in countries where there's so much money to be made and so much competition for environmental resources?
Well, beyond our calls to tackle the root causes of the risk and to support and protect offenders and to ensure accountability for these kinds of abuses, the real question is, why is it that the price these companies and governments are paying for this murderous behavior isn't high enough to deter them from doing so? You have to figure there's a behind-the-scenes calculation going on that these lives are dispensable. So you have a profit-at-any-price mentality, and I think ultimately these kinds of choices, this kind of behavior is going to have to become more expensive in order to get companies that are driven purely by profit to behave differently. For example, the insurance risk industry would be refusing to offer insurance where companies want to progress into high-risk zones, such as the ones we're describing. For example, financiers would be insisting that companies have processes in place to protect offenders and would be declining investment in situations where those kinds of protections weren't in place. Those are the kinds of changes we need to see, where the global marketplace responds and recognizes business as usual cannot progress in the way that it has been.
200 killings of environmental activists around the world in 2016 alone, nearly 100 in 2017 so far. Gillian Caldwell and Global Witness are at work with The Guardian exposing these killings and trying to bring some accountability for them. Gillian Caldwell, CEO of Global Witness from London. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.